This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study, If I Were the Devil. If I were the devil, what would I try to do with those in the world? We've been talking about those things, a number of things, for quite some time. And today now we finish up this portion of our study of If I Were the Devil as concerns those out of the church or non-Christians or those in the world. In the fact that if I had failed in all of these other things as the devil, I would then try to persuade you to reject the judgment. Reject the fact of the plain, simple Bible teaching that every person will be at the judgment. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, the Bible teaches, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." Hebrews 9:27. In John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, I know there are some people who say that only the righteous will be raised from the dead, that when wicked people die, they just die like the animals of the field, like a dog or a cat, and that's the end of them. But the Bible teaches otherwise, for it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive." Now that's not talking about spiritual salvation. It isn't talking about spiritual life. Because if that were the case, everybody would be saved. But Jesus makes clear that's not the case in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. What he is saying, as in Adam, or through Adam, all men lost access to the tree of life, and therefore face physical death, so it is that in Christ all will be raised from the dead. And so we read in the passage I noted just a moment ago, in John 5, 28 and 29, "For the hour cometh in which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation." And so you see, all men will be raised from the dead and all men will be brought into judgment. As we read in Matthew 25, all the nations of the earth, and that means every person who's ever lived and every nation that's ever been on this earth, will be brought before the Lord Jesus Christ in the judgment. And there a great division will occur. On the Lord's right hand will be those who have been faithful to God in whatever age or covenant they have lived, and those on the left will be those who have been disobedient or rebellious against God. Those on the left will be damned to everlasting torment, and those on the right will hear the wonderful words, "Come thou blessed of the Lord, enter in the joys of thy Lord." In Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15, we find the Bible teaching in regard to the coming judgment, that in that great and final day, the book shall be opened, and another book shall be opened, which is the book of life. And everyone whose name is not found written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, in Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 47, the Lord Jesus Christ, in recognizing the horror of what it means to be lost, to be separated from God and everything that's good once and forevermore, to be cast into hell where one shall be punished eternally, warned us that any price we have to pay in order to become a Christian and to remain faithful as a Christian is a very cheap price to pay. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. Or if your right hand offends you, cut it off. He's not telling us to do this literally, but he's simply telling us in an emphatic way that you should be wise to pay any price in order to follow him and avoid going to hell, which he describes as where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. But then on the other hand, there's the wonder and glory of heaven. Revelation chapter 21 describes it as a city which is a perfect cube, whose walls are of jasper, whose gates are of pearl, where there is the throne of God in the midst of the city, and the streets of gold which leads to it, the river of life, and the tree of life. But if the devil can persuade us to forget about the wonders and glories and pleasures of heaven, and to forget about the horrors of hell, then he will have accomplished all he needs to accomplish in order to lead us to reject the Bible and to live our lives as we well please rather than in pleasing to the Lord. But the Lord will save only the faithful, only the obedient, as the Bible plainly teaches in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. May God bless you in obedience to His will.